Ujima Ujima. Greetings, my friends. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as Mfau Macy Kivu, reporting to you from Great Meadow Correctional Facility in Comstock, New York. In my last commentary, I told you about Splash. Here, I'm going to tell you about Little Rico. When I had met Little Rico here at Great Meadow, he had just turned 18 years old a few months before and had been transferred here from the juvenile unit in Coxsackie Correctional Facility in Coxsackie, New York. I engaged Little Rico because I could tell he was a real impressionable young kid who was trying to fit in with too many dudes I knew would lead him astray. I feared for the kid. He's only about 5'7", skinny, maybe 130, 135 pounds with a real baby face. You would think he was only 13 or 14 years old. He has a lot of hyper energy and a short attention span, so he's all over the place. Gang members tried to manipulate him at one time to cut another guy, but one of my young Ndugu referring to fraternal members of UFD, was able to intercede. Little Rico likes to act tough and will test you, but in truth, he's a really good kid with a sharp mind. He's one of the most charismatic little dudes you will ever meet, and with the right grooming, there's no limit to what he can accomplish. But the specialized rehabilitative treatment young prisoners like Little Rico need in a structured and supportive environment that insulates them from negative and corrupting influences isn't afforded to them. Although Governor Cuomo issued an executive order directing that 16 and 17-year-old prisoners be placed in juvenile units separated from older prisoners, those units are doing just as much damage, if not more, to those young prisoners. And when they turn 18 years old, like Little Rico did, they're transferred to places like Great Meadow, where they graduate deeper into criminality. What's worse, as they get older, they get blamed more and more for being incorrigible when, in truth, the prison system made them worse, failing to correct their criminal behavior when they were still young enough to reach. Tune in next time for more. Follow me on Facebook at Free Dante Mitchell. Share your comments. And if you're interested in volunteering to assist me, please write me. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.